Welcome to the Mindfully Masculine Podcast. This is Charles. In this week's episode, Dan and I will continue to review and discuss Self-Care for Men by Garrett Muntz, focusing on hair care products and what we use, what we don't use, what we recommend, what we don't recommend. So please enjoy the show. Follow or subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app. And remember, our full episodes with video are available on YouTube. Just look for Mindfully Masculine. Thanks and enjoy.
Good afternoon once again, Charles.
Hello again, Dan. How are you?
I'm well.
Good, me too. Let's see. What are we going to talk about? Eventually, we're going to talk about hair products and how to use them. But before that, we're going to talk about, I am going to an Italian place for dinner tonight.
Okay.
Which means I have to get salad because that's the only thing that is really.
No, you could do. They have like a, now French's has a little bit of breading on it, right? Yeah. But you could do with brown sauce. Oh my gosh, marsala, right?
Oh, like a chicken marsala?
Chicken marsala with some vegetables and just not get the fun stuff.
The vegetables, basically all I'm eating is grilled chicken breast with some wine on it.
There's a little gravy. I think they put a little brown gravy in there and stuff like that. So yeah, that's a good option.
It's not, I think a chicken Caesar salad is probably a better option though.
Yeah, you could probably do a caprese salad.
I could do that. You know how
other appetizers.
The tomato quality is always a problem for me with those salads. And this is just a round lake Nona before my men's group meets tonight. So I don't know how great the tomatoes are going to be. But I have been doing Caesar salads with grilled shrimp or blackened shrimp lately.
That sounds good. I haven't mixed it up with blackened shrimp in a while.
Yeah. That's a good choice. So that's what I'll probably end up doing tonight. Let's see. Do we have any travel coming up? I'm going to be going out on a fact-finding mission to find my next campground here soon. Maybe on Saturday.
Okay.
I may head over to the Bradenton, Sarasota area to do a little bit of scouting on Saturday. But I got some stuff to do around the house, so I'm not convinced that I'm going to do it then. I may do it Monday or Tuesday instead.
I forgot to ask, are you going to stay through the end of May?
Think
in Wintergarden, or are you
through the end of June?
Oh, you're going, okay.
I think I'm
all right. I only booked through the end of May.
Okay.
They give me that sweet deal. If you went back and asked again,
I haven't got a better deal May yet. I think the deal I already got.
They did give you the 35% off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I walked into the office and I talked to them directly.
Okay. And they were like aware of
it. And they specifically said, it's a good thing you came in before March 31st or whatever.
So they knew. Yeah. When I called the reservation line, they were like, I've never heard of this deal. And I had to forward the reservation deal for corporate
to them.
And she's like, it won't open. The pictures like wouldn't render and stuff like that. So like, I'll take a screenshot. I don't care. It's 35% off a month's rent. Are you kidding me?
Like nonsense.
Yeah. So fortunately, yeah, that worked out. But yeah, I know we had a trip booked to do that. So I apologize for.
Easy. No, we had to change it mostly to accommodate the new podcast that we're starting.
Yeah, but
and our time is better served to.
I do want to go out there and check. I'm absolutely going to go with you at some point or by myself, whatever.
Yeah,
see what looks good out there.
Yeah, I'll come up with a list of spots, and I'm looking forward to. I don't know whether I'll land on Sarasota or Bradenton. It really just depends on the individual campgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
But the time that I spent over there, a few days in a row or a few days close to each other, to get my car. It was a nicer area than I thought it was.
Okay,
and
cool.
Yeah, they have Whole Foods, and they have a fancy mall with a Saks Fifth Avenue.
I think every town has one of those, except there's no RV parks near any of those.
That's true.
Usually.
The land for a Whole Foods is a bit more expensive than the land for an RV park. We'll see how close we can get to one. But even in Orlando, we only have, what, three Whole Foods now? We got the Turkey Lake, the Winter Park, and Altamont. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's the only ones I know of.
Okay, so enough about me and my dinner plans. Let's talk about hair. Let's continue talking about hair.
Hopefully, it doesn't involve your dinner plans either.
Ew, yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, is that one of those things where if you find a hair in your dinner, you're like, you're done? Like, one hair?
Probably not. It would gross me out, but if I really liked the place, I don't think I would be like, I'm never coming back here or eating food again.
I'm the same. I'll push it to the side and I'll keep eating. It's not a problem, but I've been on some dinner dates and stuff like that where it's one hair and all of a sudden it's like that.
If I was on a date with a gal and she was eating her food and found a hair in it, it had a more extreme reaction than I would at least be able to say, yeah, I get it. Like a reasonable person could be like, this is gross. I've lost my appetite. I don't want to eat here.
Yeah.
I would explain that I'm not paying and we would leave. And then
I can understand it. I can absolutely understand. But at the same time, it's, I want to say, have you never been on a picnic and it's, you've got ants and flies and things crawling?
For some reason, it's different. I don't know what the reason
you're
is.
You're probably right. You're probably right. And for reasons I don't quite get, but I'm like, there's probably, I guess the thing is, it's just maybe the mind races to what else could be in there, right? I only found the hair. What else? Did something else go in there with the hair? What other things?
Yeah, you generally assume, okay.
Fucking myself out of, I don't think I'm going to believe. I'm grossing myself out right now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, you get the impression of the place not being clean once you find a hair in the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I've heard some things about some Chinese places other than the big franchises that you...
Oh, like the independent little takeout places?
Yeah, locally. A lot of them have been shut down and things for health violations. And I'm learning a little bit about health violations. And if you need to be, you have to have three serious, because there's different levels.
Oh, okay. Before they shut you down?
Three serious ones before they shut you down.
Interesting.
Not minor ones. So that means...
Two serious or as many minors as you like and you're still in business.
But three... And then three of the...
Probably from baseball. They probably got that from stole that from baseball.
Strikes and you're out.
Yep. Okay. I see you brought some product.
I did.
Off. We'll just interrupt as we go through the list. Types of hair product include pomade. I have a jar of pomade at home. I don't use it frequently because I don't like the shine, but I do that it's not very... It doesn't make my hair too stiff or too gooey. So I do like that about it. But the shine usually... I'm going to try to sell the idea that my hair is wet all day when it's not actually wet. I don't like a very high shine thing. So usually I use, I think I have one thing of clay. No, I think I've got one pomade and two pastes, I believe. So we'll get to paste in a second. But pomade, he says it's basically the most versatile product for most men's hair and hairstyles. So if you're only buying one thing to put in your hair, pomade's a pretty good choice. Unless, again, you don't like the shine and the wet look.
Yep.
You've got some clay there. I don't believe I use clay. I think clay has been used on my hair at a salon before, but I don't generally use clay. Why don't you tell us about what you got?
Yes. I was actually looking for a replacement for this Maverick paste, and I found this clay on Amazon.
Have you seen the Maverick paste?
Sure.
Give it a set. Sniff. Dry paste, medium hold matte finish.
What a lot of these companies did to handle all of the crazy inflation that our country is experiencing is they decreased the size of their standard.
Oh, they've been doing that with coffee and ice cream for years.
And I just noticed it with the paste here, and it was the same price. It was like a quarter of an ounce less, and it was significantly smaller. So I found this was less expensive. Didn't realize it was actually different. I did. Before reading this book, I didn't know what the difference between paste and clay was. I thought it was the same stuff, just a different brand. So I thought it, like, the texture was different. So this really is, like, literally a piece of clay where you would mold it and, you know, kind of, it does not move.
I was going to say, I imagine that the hold's a bit stronger and it's also very matte, right?
Yes.
It's so shiny matte.
And I do like the matte, but you got to work it hard in your hands.
Oh,
can we edit that out?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to really get that rubbed thin on your hands. Make that work so it doesn't leave chunks in your hair.
Yeah, one thing.
And even then, I'm not successful.
I've noticed some hairstyles will take their trusty hair dryer that they don't use on my hair, and they'll turn the heat up and use that on the little can of product to get it a little warmed up.
Then
it spreads a little easier. Oh. So I've seen a couple of my hairstylists do that before.
I'm going to do that with my hair dryer from now on.
And great. Another use for your hair dryer.
Because in a cold morning, man, this stuff is like rock trying to get
it. Yeah, you like to keep your place cold like I do. I have zeroed in on, I woke up in the middle of the night last night hot. I've zeroed in on the perfect temperature that I like to sleep at.
Negative.
It's in Kelvin. So we'll start there.
Joke for all you science geeks.
Yeah, no, 64 degrees Fahrenheit is my perfect sleeping temperature.
Okay.
Or I shouldn't say, that's my warmest sleeping temperature. Because I woke up in the middle of the night last night and I was like, I had to get up to use a restroom. Like, oh, you know what? I'm a little hot. This is a little uncomfortable. It's not real bad, but I'm a little uncomfortable. And I checked my thermostat and it was 66. So I was like,
but he knows.
It really is. It's got to be 64 or lower for me to get a good night's sleep. And how low can it go? I mean, if I've got my electric blanket, and I think with my electric blanket, I could probably tolerate the upper 40s and still get a good night's sleep.
Wow.
Like, I just love where the air is so cold you don't want to get out from under the covers. And it makes my cat more affectionate because he's freezing to death. So it's great. I think I've definitely slept in low 50s and enjoyed it. And I think I could probably do upper 40s and still be very comfortable. But yeah, speaking of heat, use your hair dryer on your pomade. Wax. I don't have wax. I don't know if I've ever used like actual wax, but he says wax is wax and it's heavy and it's shiny, more shine than pomade. And he says a lot of control. I would think almost infinite control from wax.
I'm thinking that's what guys.
Oh, I had that in my mustache.
Right.
Good point.
Because you need to make it.
Yes.
Want that thing moving.
I've had a handlebar mustache and I really wanted the corners to go up.
Yeah.
Then I use mustache wax by Pinaud. It's a French company, I believe.
Okay.
And they make it in colors and they also make it in neutral. And I've used the neutral when I've grown a long wax.
I didn't know they made it in colors.
Yeah, you can fit it. Yeah, like black and
brown. Oh, to kind of
get
gray kind of.
I don't know if it's to cover the gray or if it's just to enhance the... make it look fuller, make your mustache look fuller by having a colored wax on it. But yeah, I've only used the natural to curl up the corners. But that's a look I don't see myself going back to. I don't think a mustache that's long enough to curl up the
corner. I wish I had that option. It's not even on my radar. I can't grow it.
Given enough time, it would happen for you.
Oh boy. It wouldn't.
No, then the in-between period would especially not look pretty.
Yeah. We have to take a break from the podcast for a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. You go live on a mountain somewhere while you grow your handlebar mustache.
I'll call in on my phone.
Okay, paste. Paste is creamier than pomade. Less hold, but more moisturizing. Ideal for curly or wavy hair.
Yeah, so that's what I've got here, this paste.
Okay,
Now, when he says it's ideal for curly or wavy hair, that's what I'm always a little bit confused about because I don't like having curly hair, and I do everything in my power to try and make it as straight as possible. And of course, grass is always greener, right? You hear people with straight hair always wish they had wavy and curly. So when it says it's good for that, does it mean because it's going to enhance it or it's going to straighten it out because that's not what you want? I was always a little confused.
Well, I would assume it's not going to straighten it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, it doesn't straighten as well as the clay does for me, and it makes sense. If you look at the product in the tins here, you can see that this one's much stiffer than the paint.
Yeah, I would think something like the wax or a heavy pomade, you basically to keep curly hair straight, you need something that surrounds the strand of hair and does not let it move back.
And that goes back to where you said the other day is you don't like feeling something in your hair. You definitely, if you run your fingers through my hair, you definitely feel that stuff that's in there. Yeah.
My hair gets wavy when it gets long enough, but it's got to be much, much longer than I usually wear it before it's long enough to see the waves. But once it gets long enough, it gets very wavy to the point where I can't even really do a left-hand part and just brush it over this way. It just starts doing all kinds of fun stuff. Part of the reason and the result is it doesn't look as good when I just hop out of the shower and throw my clothes on and go, where when I'm wearing it this short, it's very, I don't have to put any product in. If I'm in a real hurry and I don't want to put any product in at all, or if I want to just get out of bed and go for my 3-mile walk without doing anything except throwing some clothes on, I'd say a couple months ago when I had my hair pretty long, it was embarrassing to just get out of bed and walk out the door with that hair. That's why I was wearing my leather driving cap and I was wearing my North Face baseball cap a lot more because it was just, it was bad when it was that long. Where with this, I like the, number one, I think it looks better on a day-to-day basis with most of the kind of clothes I wear because, you know, for work, I'm generally a polo shirt and button down with a pair of nice jeans or khakis. And then when I'm not working in front of a client, then I'm pretty much shorts and t-shirts. And I think that look goes good. That fashion look goes well with very low maintenance, almost military style haircuts. Now, would this look as good with a tux or a suit? Maybe not quite as good, but it still looks pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to keep it short and I'm going to focus on using as little product as I can to get it looking good. Gel we talked about, I think in the last episode, that's one of the ones where it can get a little crunchy and it can get a little, like again, when you run your fingers, you pinch your hair, then a bunch of white like filament come out with it. And I don't really like that.
Yeah. I feel like gel's the cheap version of the other products that we just talked about.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Cream looks like lotion and help keeps your hair hydrated. I have used A classic product that's been out forever is Brill Cream. That came out in, the 30s or 40s maybe. And you can still buy it at Walmart and I think maybe Walgreens. And it is a cream that you put in your hair with, I think, lanolin and some other stuff. And it definitely keeps your hair hydrated. I might buy some more.
Actually, hold it in place in some?
It's not very strong hold.
Okay.
I would say it's light to medium hold, but it does make your hair look, I don't know, like it's been moisturized.
Okay.
I currently use Tea Tree's hair and body, hair and face, hair and skin. I forget what they call it, but it's a moisturizer.
The 12-in-1.
Yeah, how dare you? And I basically, it's for your hair, and I guess you could use it on your face. And I do a pump of that in my hair to keep it, because my hair does have a tendency to dry out and get.
And that's exactly what I use.
Oh, there we go.
Same thing. It's not.
They have tried to sell me on that. I've not bought it yet, but
I like the smell.
Yeah.
It does keep my hair moist and my scalp moist as well, so.
Was it Biofuel by Gibbs?
Yes.
Magnum. That I think that's just referring to the size of the container, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing to do with
conditioning fuel for beard and hair.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I do. Most days, all I use is that moisturizer. I just run that through my hair and nothing else.
Okay.
And I would say it's a very light hold, but it does stop with some of the frizziness.
Yeah.
It gets that a little bit. But again, with my hair being as short as it is, it doesn't get that frizzy. Okay. Here's a product I'd never heard of. Salt spray.
Never heard of that either.
I guess you just mix some table salt and some water and put it in your hair and it looks like you've just got out of the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was always under the impression you should be showering after you get out of the ocean. Shouldn't be.
Yeah, the leaving the salt in your hair is not a good thing. Yeah.
On your skin. It shouldn't be there for that long.
Yeah, I thought that too. So I don't know.
I know salt water does tend to heal things. Like if you've got a couple of minor cuts and things like that, and you go to the ocean, and a lot of times afterwards, maybe it's the sun.
I'll need to see a peer reviewed study on that.
I think it's
superstition.
For me, I feel like I've had some minor little cuts. I actually heal a little bit faster from that. I don't know. Look, it's not a, it's an N equals one study for sure.
Exactly. Charles has a skeptical face on right now.
But I've never heard of an actual intentional spray with salt water.
Yeah, because every guy I knew when I worked in New Smyrna, I knew a few of them that would surf on like their lunch breaks and stuff. Showering was a big part of the point. I'm going to go, I'm going to surf, I'm going to catch a few waves.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go get under the public shower and get all the salt water off my hair and my body before I put my work clothes back on.
I would think that would just dry everything out. That's the last thing you need.
I would think so too. But Garrett knows more than we do, presumably.
About certain things.
Okay, so how to use products. Start with damp hair, unless it specifically says, hey, you should use this on dry hair, but that, just putting product on dry hair seems...
It's tough. I've done that before, and that's not, it doesn't work very well.
I don't think I would enjoy that.
Just get stuff stuck in one spot all the time.
Use the right amount, which I would say, much like laundry detergent, you probably have a tendency to use too much. Definitely stick with something between a pea and a dime size, and that should get it. I like step three here. Cover your hands. So rub your hands together to make sure your entire palms are covered and then work it in with your fingers and try to, starting from the back, which is the next step. If you start from the back, then any of the big clumps, you should be able to, especially the back of my hair is so short that I could really almost use like a brush to break up any clumps. And just by the time I got to the front and the top of my hair, it would be a little bit more.
It's something that I just learned from this book. I didn't realize. Yeah.
But intuitively, it does make sense. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Cover, then shape. As you're applying, make sure to really distribute it throughout your hair. Once it's massaged in, then go back and use your brush or your fingers or your comb or whatever. And then he does say to use hairspray last. Again, see, women will use hairspray, especially brides getting ready for a wedding or something like that, where they need their hair to stay exactly the way that it is for hours at a time. Just cans and cans of hairspray.
Again, locking it in.
I feel that just makes me feel uncomfortable, feeling like I was carrying around all that product in my hair.
I feel like it's the little hats that they put on.
Exactly.
That's the vision that I get.
It's funny. There's a radio host in Orlando a while ago that would refer to a phenomena known as, she called it Republican hair.
Okay.
Where it basically looks like you basically got a hair helmet that
you drop
on top of your head.
Those for the Lego Men too? I thought they had like hair that you
could,
not just the hats, but
they definitely
have the hair.
No, they have little plastic haircuts.
That's what I thought.
On top of the Lego Men for sure. And I think Trent Lott, the former Senate Majority Leader, she referred to as having Republican hair, where it really did look like he could have been bald just wearing a full head toupee, because it was just always that coiffed and always that hairsprayed. I don't know what it actually was, but it was either very hairsprayed hair or it was a toupee. And when your hair is so hairsprayed that it looks like it could be a toupee, I would say it's too much hairspray for me. But that's just my opinion. Okay, let's see what else we got. Those were the steps. Oh, cocktail hour. So here's where he suggests mixing up a couple of products to get the look that you need. He suggests if you like the bedhead look, which I would say after over a certain age might be, people may start to look down on you if you're spending hours and hours making your hair look like you didn't spend any time on your hair.
Yeah.
Me personally, if I see a guy over 40 and he's rocking a very deliberate bedhead look, I'd be like, man, you got too much time on your hands. You should be going for walks and listening to podcasts or something. I don't know, but you're spending a lot of time on that hair. Volumizing spray plus pomade is a good combo for thin hair. I'll keep that in mind. If my hair thin, use those two together. And then if you want a nice clean part, he recommends a lightweight gel plus a hairspray. And you can get a nice clean part that way. When it comes to shopping, we talked about some of this stuff with the skincare products for your face. Start where you go to buy your shampoo and see if if you like your shampoo, see if the company that makes your shampoo also has some hair care products, and that's a good place to start. Start cheap and try it out, and if you don't like it, then move up to more expensive. Again, for the most part, you will have to try it out and actually use it, or ask your barber or hairstylist if you see something that appeals to you. A lot of times they'll have just a ton of stuff on their station, on the counter at their station, and you can say, hey, I've been thinking about trying that. Can I see how that'll look in my hair? And they'll either do it or they'll say, oh, no, that's the wrong for your hair.
Start with probably the person cut your hair.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Unless the guy I go to doesn't use anything in my hair. When he's done shaving the back of my neck, he just puts some rubbing alcohol on his hand and slaps it. So he's not putting any high-end product.
Is that Publix brand?
Yeah.
What kind of rubbing alcohol we got here?
Let me have a sip. Yeah. And so, I think what Dan said is true. The best place to start for advice on something like that is your barber or your stylist. And yes, also, and we'll get into this in the next chapter, before somebody goes to work on your haircut, always tell them how much work you plan on doing on a daily basis to keep it up and keep it looking the way that they make it look. Because if they're spending 15 minutes at the end of the haircut styling it to make it look nice, and you're not willing to spend that 15 minutes every day, probably longer because you're not as practiced and good at it as they are, don't have them give you a hairstyle that is contingent upon you spending 20 to 30 minutes getting it to look that way if you're not happy and excited to spend that time on your hair. If you're down for that, then by all means, do it. But if you're like, oh no, all I'm willing to do is towel dry it, put in one product, and run out the door to the thing that I'm late for, then don't have them give you some complex hairstyle that takes them a long time to set up for you.
Yeah, I hate to keep bringing it back to habits here, but that's the thing is you have your habit. You've got your routine in the morning. Now you're willing to change it and add another 15, 20 minutes to that if you're not already doing that?
If your why is strong enough, obviously.
Yeah, I guess if you land a big job or some sort of new career where...
Or just a big life change where you lost a bunch of weight and you're looking, you want to look different, you're going to wear different clothes, going to do a different hairstyle, all that, something like that happens.
Sure.
By all means, be open to it. But again, know thyself. If you're not the kind of person that's going to keep up with a routine like that, then certainly don't have them cut your hair as if you were that kind of person, because then you're stuck with it for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we've in different aspects, we're like, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Like I did that with gardening. I did that with growing vegetables one time. I made this huge look and it just, I got to weed every day. I got to pull this stuff out. I got to take care of it. Yeah. Totally underestimated the effort involved.
So yeah.
Just wanted the result. Didn't want the effort.
Yeah. The only way to generally swing that is by paying a professional every day to do it for you, which few of us have the budget or the mindset to be okay with doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be careful committing yourself to anything with your hair in this case that you don't think you think there's a good chance you're not going to be willing to maintain. All right.
Sounds good.
Anything else, Dan, on hair care products?
Not from me.
I think I've mentioned everything that I use and everything that I plan on using and everything that I would consider using. So I think we're covered. All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. You made it through the whole thing. So you must like us at least a little bit, in which case you should definitely follow or subscribe to our show in your chosen podcast app. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time.